If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning and a happy Heritage Day. How are you doing?
Good morning to you guys too. And yeah, doing well.
Excellent. So tell us about this. You know, I see it everywhere, but I don't really, and seeing stuff about it everywhere, but I just don't really get it. What is Comic-Con?
Well, Comic-Con is actually a sort of cultural revolution. It started in the USA many years ago, and it originally was for comic book enthusiasts to go and share their passion for the characters and the lifestyles and the look of comic characters. So they used to arrive, swap magazines, dress up like their favorite characters, and just generally have a ball. I mean, why not? Life is full of, you know, hard realities. Isn't it cool to just break out and enjoy yourself and dress up and pretend you're something, you're some sort of superhero? And that's where it all began. It started in South Africa last year. It was the first one at the Kyalami racetrack. And it was pretty good, I must admit. Not the greatest environment, being a long sort of thin sort of building where everyone was squished into one sort of area. But this year they are at Gallagher Estate. And just to let any listeners who want to go and experience the madness, it's on today for the last day. So today, Tuesday, is the last day that you can go to Comic-Con Africa and enjoy what they have to offer. And yes, they do have a little bit of the comic book type vibe left. But in truth, that is moved online or onto the movie or streaming screen. So there's a lot of characters and a lot of info and stuff around the whole sort of movies and streaming environment. So a lot of your favorite characters. I mean, apparently William Shatner was there over the weekend. Wow. He's gone now.
Wow. Okay.
He's quite a young man, as I understand it, but famous nonetheless. And there's a whole lot of different characters. So if you're keen, go and have a look at the website, comicconafrica.co.za, and you can check out what's there. But I was there yesterday and over the weekend a bit, and I must tell you, it was good fun. There's a lot of food, a lot of eats, great for the family to go out and see what's what. If you like playing games, experiencing virtual reality, all the games, all the new technologies are there. You can try it out. You can play with it. There's a big, if you're into gaming, not as big as what's coming this coming weekend, which is the Rage Expo, which is sort of it's been running for 17 years in South Africa. That's the big gaming expo of the year. But if you just want an interesting day out, don't know what to do with the kids, this is a great thing because they've got a kids zone. They've got a huge hall full of Lego and toys and games and tech gadgets for kids, which I think is an absolute must. Start the kids young, and then they'll be set up for this new technical and technological world we live in. So it's just a great event. They're not many, and I mean, there are a lot of really interesting exhibits. There's a lot of memorabilia and bits and pieces you can buy, and some tech, which is not the greatest price. Always check around before you buy tech. But if you're looking for a new gaming console, they got them all there. So I was pretty impressed, and I had quite a lot of fun. So that's what that's what Comic-Con is all about.
All right, and South Africans are supporting it. I mean, they've got behind it.
Oh, no doubt. Everyone's dressed up. I saw quite a few pods of elves. I saw a whole host of warriors in their outfits. People take this seriously. I saw families all dressed up in their various superhero costumes. So just visually, it's quite exciting. It's a lot of fun. And everyone really gets sorted. I mean, there were a couple of Batmen and Supermen and you name it. People were going nuts, all dressed up and their hair done and full on costumes and some really extensive stuff. So cosplay and the whole idea of, again, Rage, which is coming up this coming weekend at the Dome, is more for the cosplay serious.
Right, so that's what I was going to ask. What is the difference between Comic-Con and Rage?
Well, Comic-Con seems to be more of a cultural activity. Mm. In other words, it's all about technology and a little bit about gaming and a little bit about the movies. It's a little bit of everything. As I said, it started off with comics, but comics in their current form don't exist. I mean, there are some enthusiasts that can swap the odd sort of collector's edition, but that's hardly for the general sort of consumption. Rage, on the other hand, is a very hardcore LAN gaming type environment where people go and they seriously, this is one of the largest LANs that everyone brings their computer, hooks up and plays games, you know, with each other and against international competitors. So that is serious gaming. All the gaming guys are there. All the new games are launched there. So from a tech point of view, and a gaming point of view, Rage is the more serious activity. It's probably aimed at more the gamer and people are interested in the technology surrounding the whole, the keyboards and the building your own computers. So Rage is more of the tech type conference, but Comic-Con is definitely a lifestyle thing. They put a lot of, as I said, a lot of emphasis on various types of food. And there's a, you know, for the older crowd, there's a beer hall. So it's more of an outing surrounded by technology and some cool characters. But Rage, on the other hand, is definitely for those that are into gaming, into knowing what's going on. So if you're keen on gaming, Rage is the one to go. If you're keen on having a great day out and just having some fun, hopefully it won't rain today. But it's a great way to spend a few hours just looking at interesting stuff, checking out some interesting characters, and just having a generally good time.
Sounds absolutely fantastic, Stephen Ambrose. Thank you for that. You can catch Stephen for a full hour, 11 o'clock on Thursday, right here on Chai FM.